The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
I'm John.
And today Josh is Peter. No.
Just Josh.
Just Josh. So today we're playing Super Hot. Which again.
Done before. But we're coming back to it.
We've never played it since we started streaming.
Right.
So this is a good time to... good time to let everybody see it, and I think John's beaten the game, so he can actually...
I have beaten the game.
It's the first time we've talked about it after someone's already beaten it.
Yeah. Well, it's the most innovative shooter you've ever played.
It's the most innovative shooter I've played in years. I never said it's the most innovative shooter I've ever played.
Oh.
Well. At least that's what the game told me to say. I actually really like this level.
So, while John's... John's attempt here is to speedrun through this game and beat it entirely through this episode.
Can you do it, John?
Yes, it is, except I never...
He's going to fail.
I feel like it makes me sound like I think I'm better than I am.
Well, I said attempt.
Why are you bad at this? I mean, time stops for you, so you should be easy peasy.
It can be easy peasy. And sometimes...
You're not a baddie?
Like, there's a guy behind me right now that I'm about to murk. Or no. I get shot by a guy from the side with a shotgun.
Wow, dude, don't let yourself get surrounded, bro. Anyways.
We'll hop into the news while John's trying to figure this out. Do you ever play any of the Crash Bandicoot games?
Never played any of them, ever.
Well, unfortunately, you don't have a PS4, but now would be the time to play because they're getting remastered.
Oh, so it'll actually not look like a PS1 piece of shit. If you could go back and play it again. Not to say that when PS1 came out, it looked shitty, because it was amazing when
it
came out.
Awesome, yeah. Man.
But, I mean, looking back now, it's just like, how did I play with these triangles?
Early 3D graphics rarely hold up nowadays.
Oh, no.
So.
God, no. And I think that's why, like, retro 2D games still hold up, but early 3D doesn't, because we're at a better point of 3D, but still in the same kind of realm.
So this is called the Crash Bandicoot... Insane Trilogy.
Oh, is it insane?
I guess so.
All right. What about MSane?
It lands on the PS4 on June 30th.
Okay. Just PS4, though?
I think so, yeah.
All right. I mean, it was a PlayStation exclusive the entire time.
I don't see it going anywhere else, you know.
Do you plan on picking this up?
Maybe. Depends. Probably if my kids want to play it.
Fair enough. You know. Fair enough. Did you ever play any of the Crash Bandicoots?
I played some of them, but not a whole lot of them.
Okay.
I was never really too deep into that, but I know a lot of people. A very popular game.
Oh, so. For sure. For sure. I know a ton of people that have played it. Well, I mean, I guess moving on. When does it come out? When did you say it came out?
June 30th.
Oh, I mean, not too far away. Right around the corner, but it's close enough. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
What?
You struggling, John?
Especially if we're speed running this, as it were. I should not be spending this much time on this level.
Yeah, I mean, you are still in the tutorial, are you?
Like I said, it's not really a tutorial. It's wants you to learn the game, but...
So it's a level where it's teaching you things about the
it's
game.
Tutorial level.
Or a tutorial level. Yes, thank you, Adam. Keep trying, buddy.
But if you're interested in playing the remastered Crash Bandicoots, keep an eye out for that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there are a ton of people that like it and are probably extremely excited for this. I'm just not one of them.
Mm. Well, maybe we'll play it on the stream then. We'll see if how that goes.
If you happen to pick it up, if the kids want it, fair enough. That dude was coming at you with a sword, John.
I know he was.
Why did he think a sword in a gunfight was a good idea?
I don't know. I think the sword's pretty effective in this game, isn't it?
It's super effective. You cut people straight in half, man.
I mean, that's rude. All right, well, moving on, shall we? Speaking of PlayStation.
Yes, more PlayStation news. This one's a little disappointing, depending on that.
Especially if you're a PS3 owner. I understand while they're doing it for the Vita, but the PS3 doesn't make quite enough sense to me. But PlayStation, or rather Sony, is cutting service to PlayStation Now for the Vita and the PlayStation 3.
They're cutting service to PlayStation Now for everything except the PS4 and Windows PC.
Really?
So even if you bought one of the PlayStation TVs, you're screwed.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised they're cutting it off for that.
I mean, there's like, I could download the PlayStation Now app on my Samsung TV and all that stuff. None of that stuff will work
anymore. Wow. I'm surprised that they're not keeping it for the TV, because that seems like that's a missed opportunity. Especially, like, for the people that bought a PlayStation TV.
Right.
You know? And then now, all of a sudden, it's not going to have the benefits that you probably bought it for?
So this says, on August 15th, 2017, they will be discontinuing the service on the following devices: PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, PlayStation TV, Sony Bravia models, even the Sony Blu-ray player.
Jesus.
And all Samsung TVs.
Yeah, see, I mean, I understand some of them, but some of them just don't make sense to me. Some of them makes me feel like you are losing out on potential business, you know? Like, why not keep it up for the people that spent a shitload on the TV that they bought from you?
Right. You're either losing out on potential business, or you're screwing over past customers, so that always leaves a bitter taste in people's mouths.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be a little bit more hesitant when they go to buy another Sony product.
Right. But I don't know, because I don't really know if there's... They say in this article, in their announcement, they're basically saying it's for, like, you know, quality purposes, so they can keep the service up to par. So I don't know if there's some technical challenges with streaming certain games to those other devices, whereas they have more control over the PlayStation 4.
Right. And, I mean, that very well could be.
On the Windows, you know.
Right.
So I don't know. I never really was interested in PlayStation Now. It seemed like a nice idea. It's just not quite there yet, I don't think.
Okay.
You know, the...
If you don't know what it is,
it's just
Live.
Like a subscription service. No, PlayStation Now is a subscription service where you pay so much a month and then you can play old PlayStation games.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was like Xbox Live, and then they had other offers as well. No. So it's...
I think they're mostly like PS1, PS2 games.
Okay.
But you can then just stream them over the...
Over the service.
Over your network. Right, yeah. That's how you could play games on just your TV with an app.
Okay, you know? Right. I thought that was just a feature of it, that it offered other things like Xbox Live does. But I mean, it's not a bad little system.
No, that's separate from their PlayStation Plus service.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's their version of Xbox Live.
So. Oh, right.
And
okay.
I mean, I imagine that's still going to be supported on the PS3. So.
I'm sure.
But if you did, if you are subscribed to PlayStation Now and you have one of those devices and you don't want to keep paying for it every month, make sure you turn off auto-renew on your account before, August 15th, I think it said.
Wait, are they going to keep charging people that don't switch it off after it goes down?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you used it on your PS4 or your Windows PC and you wanted to keep it auto-renewing, you know.
True.
They're not going to turn down money.
I just feel like if the account is linked specifically to a PS3 or specifically to a Vita or a TV, they should just stop the auto charge, you know, as opposed to just like, thanks for the free money, you dumb fuck. It's rude. It's rude, Sony. Be nicer.
I can see that, especially right now, you know, since they're making such a big change.
Right, exactly. Maybe you give people, like, after the Switch, 3 months to go in and actually fix the settings. Then if you don't within the 3 months, then sure, you get charged because you didn't do what you were supposed to.
Yeah.
But you should absolutely, I don't know, I feel like that they shouldn't be taking that money if you don't turn that off.
What they say on their announcement is, if you do not wish to continue your subscription, please remember to disable auto-renewal on your account settings by April 1st, because it says that auto-renew may go a month or two ahead of time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we may accidentally rip you off for a couple months, so you should fix that instead of us who are changing the service. I mean,
I don't know. I don't... I've never seen any figures or anything, so I don't know how popular it really was.
Right, okay, but, fair enough.
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't even know what that is. So.
That's true. That's a good point. I'm sure there are a lot of people that were not even interested in the slightest.
Right.
Well, shall we move on?
Mike wants to know why you're playing the same game again. His guess is that John couldn't find info on a new game to play.
Oh, Mike.
I would say it's because this is our 2-year anniversary and the first game we ever talked about was Super Hot.
Yeah. That and also John's beat it, so he can kind of give us a better rundown of it. Of course, no, I already said that, Mike, if you were listening to the beginning of the show.
Oh, he wasn't. He was drinking Bud Light and looking at his Victoria's Secret calendar.
I'm surprised he missed out because it's all been PlayStation news so far.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, not anymore.
No.
Not for the next one. Back to PC.
Well, I expected a comment from John on that one.
So did I.
So Steam.
Just don't acknowledge PlayStation news, so.
So you've just checked out this last 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, I don't. Did we start?
I mean, are you really surprised?
Actually, no. It just takes a lot of focus to play this game.
Well, yeah.
Not really. It stops time for you.
Well, but it always takes a lot of focus when you're trying to speed run through something.
I mean, I guess that's true.
The key is to not fail too many times in trying.
Keep moving.
I mean, you're stuck inside of a prison.
I love it.
Right,
see, it makes you do shit like this, and then it's like, good. And so it's like, good dog. You know, like, and you're just like, oh.
It's telling you what to do.
Yeah, and you have to do
getting
it.
Getting in your brain.
Good dog. Fuck you, Super Hot.
Well, John's a dog.
So what is the story about Steam?
Well, Steam is... Steam Greenlight is changing to Steam Direct in spring 2017. Now, I didn't read this article, but I've got to imagine that it's just a name change and there's nothing is actually changing in Steam Greenlight itself.
No, it's actually more along the lines of, I mean, yes, it is changing over because it's going to be what's replacing it, but they're pretty much getting rid of Greenlight and starting this new program. And from what I was reading, I understand that it's basically like, so they can have a little more control over the types of games, the quality of games.
So you don't get weird pieces of shit that are on
Steam Greenlight. You're just not
getting
all these really shitty indie games dumped onto Greenlight.
Okay.
They don't expect to actually go anywhere, you know.
Right.
The article was talking about, like, from now on, developers would have to go through, like, a registration process where they'd have to documentation and even tax information, stuff like that, more akin to, like, opening a bank account, you know.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
And that there will probably also be, they haven't really worked out the amount yet, but there will probably also be, like a entrance fee, you know.
Okay. I mean, even if it's just a little bit, that's enough to prevent people from trying to just get on there, maybe make a few quick dollars on a piece of shit game, and then just disappear into the void.
Because if you have to spend a couple $100 or so to get it put on Steam,
right,
you're going to put a little bit more effort into
you
it.
You want to put something, want to put something on there that'll actually possibly make money, as opposed to here's a couple $100 for me to make 60 or 100 real quick, you know?
Right.
So I think that's actually, I think it's a good idea. I mean, hopefully the Steam community is smart enough to follow this across, to not just be like, what happened to Steam Greenlight? But I've got to imagine that they will be. So, I don't know, I don't see this being an issue in the slightest.
I think it'll be good. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people always complain about the amount of low-quality games. Like, just low-quality shovelware on Steam, mm-hmm. you know?
And there's a ton of it. There is way too much of it. So I'm glad that hopefully this fixes that. Mm. At least minimizes it.
In their announcement, they do say that they're talking with developers to try to work out what the registration fee would be.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they've had, you know, some people have suggested as low as like $100, and some developers have suggested as high as $5,000. Although I highly doubt that the developers are the ones suggesting that number.
Yeah, I doubt it
unless
too.
Unless
someone in Steam's like $5,000.
Unless it's like bigger developers that are like, yeah, well, you know, let's Bethesda's, cut out all the little men.
Yeah,
you know,
Bethesda's just like $5,000. Why mm-hmm. not?
I would think a more reasonable range would be somewhere like $100 to $500.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I was about to say. It was $500, like nowhere near $1,000, because that's going to really hinder indie games. But and I still want to see those on Steam Direct. Mm. But I mean, yeah, it's got to be something to help stop these bullshit copies of other games that have been copied before. It's just there to try and get you to buy little shit in the game because you like one feature that keeps you playing.
Right. I think, though, the only concern I can see is possibly, dissuading single-man development teams from doing anything.
I guess that's true, because if you're a one-man developer and you've got to pay $500 to get your game on Steam, Steam Direct, that might be too much. Like, that might be out of your budget.
Right, and then you just won't make that game or something. Yeah, you know, there's been
because
a lot of
developing is free. It's just time. Like, right. If you've got the software to do it, then it's just time. But if you've got to pay to put your game up, might be a hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Maybe like $250, $300. Something that's a little bit more reasonable.
It's going to take a little bit of time to work that out and figure out what exactly the sweet spot is. Maybe there should be some kind of range, you know, where it's like $200 for like a free game, a free-to-play game or something,
okay.
Whereas, you know, tiered by how much they're going to charge
right,
for it.
Right, right. Or if it's free-to-play, then it's cheap.
If you want to put out a game and charge $60 for it, then you have to pay like the $1,000 or whatever.
I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with that because that makes the quality of your game have to stay in the tier of, you know, like, hey, you want to put a $60 game out? Well, it's going to cost you $1,000. Are you ready to drop that so you can make $60 a game? If not, then your game's probably not worth it.
Right. So I don't know. We'll see where this goes in the future, and we'll keep everybody updated with it when we.
Oh yeah, I'm sure this won't be the first time we talk about it.
It just says spring 2017. So
yeah, we're still a couple.
Getting close.
Yeah, it's getting close, but we're a couple months away.
Starting to get a little warmer outside.
It is
so
nice, so nice. So yeah, there will definitely be news coming back from this, I'm sure. At least if anything, we get some details once it comes out and just kind of inform the folks.
Yeah. So how you doing there, John? On your.
I'm doing pretty good. Not great.
I mean, he is spacing out from the rest of the show,
dude.
Well, it takes a lot of, all his concentration.
I tried.
You know how John is when he's playing a shooter.
That's true, but I
or
tried
Rocket
to,
League.
I tried to set you up with a segue, and I don't think you got it.
I didn't, no.
Okay, you get it now?
Not really, because I was just continuously
space,
talking.
He spaces out, and our next story has to do with space.
That was a really obscure link there. I'm like, I gave
you it don't, you're not looking at the news. I don't expect you to get it. Adam's got it in front of him.
I do. And see, it was even ready. So
yeah, exactly.
I do know what story is next. I was just trying to pad time a little bit here.
All right, fair enough. We are kind of banging through the news super quickly.
Right. So what is the space story then?
Well, the space story is, we've got an update on the Juno mission. And those, for the folks that don't know, the Juno mission was a satellite that we shot towards Jupiter. It was going to do quite a few orbits around it, and each orbit getting closer and closer and closer until, I believe, it eventually ended up falling into the atmosphere, right?
Well, because when it first got there, they put it on a really highly ecliptic orbit.
Right, it's going to kind of slowly degrade in, right?
When it first did it's an orbital insertion burn, it went into a 53-day orbit, I believe.
Okay.
And the plan was to bring it down to a 14-day orbit and then have, like, I think 30-something science orbits.
Oh, wow.
To get science. But if you remember, like, I don't know what it was, a couple months ago now or so, there was a problem with
with the Juno probe, right?
Last time they tried to lower its orbit. It's still in the big 53-day orbit right now.
Right, right. You know? So it is there. It is circling Jupiter. But they've decided to keep it at that orbit instead of trying to get it to coming closer to the planet.
Yeah.
I believe they'll still be able to search for everything that they're looking for at this height. It'll just take longer.
Right. Because they'll still have access. It's still dipping down into the planet. It's still going to go as low as it was before. It just then goes back up again.
Right. It's not going to stay in that 14-day orbit.
The problem was, last time they tried to fire the main engines, there was some problems with the helium valves opening. They took longer than they expected to open.
Okay.
So the fear was, if they fired the main engines again to bring it down into that 14-day orbit, that they would
not be able to get it back out.
Well, that they would end up with a less than desirable orbit. Because if you're if you calculate exactly when you need to fire the engine and how long you need to fire it,
and then there's a delay when those open, then that's obviously going to throw your math off.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Fair enough.
And I mean, you know, maybe it's the last time they can fire this engine. Maybe it puts it into an orbit that ends up getting flung out into space by one of Jupiter's moons,
or sucked into the planet like halfway around if they accidentally, like, depending on the angle that they take in.
I know one of the fear, because like you were talking about them deorbiting it into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. One of the purposes of that was so it didn't crash like into one of Jupiter's moons, like Europa or something, that could potentially harbor life.
Oh,
and
right.
We don't want to seed it with life.
That's a good point.
Then that
develop on its own.
That particular probe hadn't gone through like the massive amount of preparation that they have to go through to make sure that we're not sending microbes out
to something that could possibly harm life. Think about how crazy that would be, though, if we accidentally put life on one of Jupiter's moons. Nah. Just like, whoops, snail people. Sorry about that.
And that's a fear with any time we put something on another planet. Like, Curiosity had to go through all of that, too. Right, where they're trying to make sure...
Sterilization.
It has as little microbes as possible. You're never going to get a total zero.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, total zero wouldn't be able to be built on Earth or by anybody on Earth. Like, it's just not going to happen.
But even with that said, like, Curiosity, there's a reason why she can't go close enough to that water they found, because they're still scared
that she might actually
be something in there that
once it gets into the water, it can start to evolve. I mean,
right?
Is it really the end of the world if we accidentally plant life on Mars?
Well, you know. It's not, but I think the biggest deal is right now is we want to find life. We want to find life developed somewhere else.
On its own, completely uninfluenced by Earth. No, for sure, I get it.
You know,
but we know it's not there on Mars, so why the fuck not make something happen?
I've heard that argument before. Like, there may be a time where it doesn't matter. Like,
Found life somewhere else.
We're mining stuff, we're doing something that it just doesn't matter anymore. If we don't have to worry about that, then it's easier to just go and
okay, if it happens, it fucking happens, yeah. I mean, I get that, but again, like I said, like, we know for a fact there's nothing on Mars. Why not? Because then if anything starts to develop on Mars, it is so far behind us to getting to another planet that we shouldn't have to worry about it until we're already there.
Right, but you still got so many people in this world that could still believe that we're the only planet that harbors life.
Say, and... Who cares?
They will never believe it if we move it somewhere else. Like, if we find life on Mars and then we realize, oh shit, that was just something we brought over with us, those people will still be like, see?
Well, right.
God and all that stuff. I mean,
okay, I get that. And I understand that if you put life on Mars, it's not the same as finding life on a different planet. And so I understand those people still having that argument, but putting life on Mars, to me at least, is completely different than finding life in another fucking galaxy. Because obviously, we didn't put that there.
Right. But that's going to be a long time before we get to another galaxy.
Fair enough. Or, you know, wherever. Another solar system.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the solar system is a lot more likely than another galaxy.
Right. That is much more likely. There was actually, we talked about, I don't know, it was probably also a couple months ago, like an exoplanet they had found around... like 4 light years away from us, around what star? Alpha Centauri.
Right.
That they had assumed was in the habitable zone, and they thought was very likely that it could. And now, after further research, they figured out that like the amount of horrendous radiation it would be going through
would kill anything,
like that. And that it goes around a red dwarf, I believe. That's very active and like would be throwing out solar flares and stuff at it all the time. So most likely that's not a very hospitable planet.
I mean, for the time being, let's look at the time scale or the timeline of the solar, or not the solar system, but the universe. There's a very good chance that a couple million years down the line, when the sun is settled, the planet is like, there could be life there later.
Having a rough time, John.
Dude, the elevator is so hard.
Like, that's one thing. Like, there might not be other life in the universe now, but that's not to say over, what, the 14 billion years it's been around, that other life hasn't happened somewhere in the universe and then got extinct since then.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's very possible. Because the question always is, if there really are other civilizations... and they're ones that have become at least as advanced as us and more. Why haven't we seen any signs of that yet?
Because the universe is a big fucking place. Maybe they're at the complete other end and we just can't see them yet.
True. I mean, that's a high possibility.
What I'm saying. Like, look up in the night sky and they're just like, every one of those stars has planets orbiting around it, and you tell me that there's most likely not life somewhere else with how far away most of those are?
The idea is how much junk we set off, though. We would be able to see ourselves from a certain distance, you know.
Right. From everything we have orbiting around the planet and shit that we've set off.
So why is there no other planets that are leaking radio waves or something that we use for communication?
Right.
You know.
Well, and especially with radio waves. I mean, I get that because radio waves don't stop and they just kind of go out into space. But maybe they're just really fucking far away. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's too big. There's too much of a space to where I can understand where maybe there's life so far away that even our earliest radio waves haven't reached a point to where they can detect it yet, assuming they're even as intelligent as we are, and it's not just a planet of fucking lizards like we were for so many millions of years.
There's a lot I never thought on that. I kind of agree with you. It's probably has more to do with the distance that we just haven't
been able to look through. Exactly. See, you know? Like, life has been on this planet for so many millions of years, and we've only been over the last couple of centuries able to peer into the galaxy. How do we know that there aren't other planets out there like that to where just haven't reached that level of intelligence yet? You know?
Well, and that's one of the ideas, too, because it's something, I believe it's called the Fermi Paradox. It's the idea that maybe there's a technology barrier. Like, no civilization can ever get to the point where they could travel the stars because they will end up destroying themselves.
Because of physics,
Like, just kind of like a
whatever ship that you build can try and do that will just rip itself apart.
Right.
Yeah. Which is true, because you would need to travel faster than the speed of light.
And there's also theories that, you know, or hypotheses that maybe if that's not the case, maybe the reason why we haven't seen, it's kind of self-centered, but maybe the reason we haven't seen anything yet is we are one of the first. Like,
I mean,
not necessarily the only one, but maybe there's only a handful of other civilizations
that are
at our point right now.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying. It's where, like, just because we're at this level of technology doesn't mean that there aren't a dozen planets out there that are just apes at the moment, you know?
Right.
And cavemen that just think that the stars are gods in the sky, which personally I think is a little more likely. Or, I mean, I guess either are just equally as likely. Either there's a technology barrier to where you just cannot surpass it with the elements that are available to you.
Right.
Or that there are just other planets out there with life that are at different stages of evolution.
And we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah,
and,
or they haven't gotten to us yet as far as being able to...
We're one of the first few, then.
Right, because like you said, I mean, we would probably notice a satellite orbiting around a planet before we noticed a lizard walking on the planet.
Yes, we most likely would have noticed the satellite because it would be so small. But we definitely wouldn't see actually anything on the surface.
That's what I'm saying, right.
One of the ideas that they look for is there's different types of civilizations, and we're close to a type 1 civilization. I believe it's type 2, but it could be the last one, where you would have to... Your civilization, to be that advanced, would have to have so much power, you'd have to be able to fully harness the power of your star.
Right, and we're definitely not there
yet. No, we're not there at all. There's ideas for a Dyson sphere or a Dyson swarm.
Now, for those that don't know what that is, like myself.
That is basically like, it would be think of it like an array of satellites going around the sun that all captured the sun's energy and beamed it back to us.
So literally just a...
Like we're farming, you're farming the star for power.
Okay.
In order to build something that massive, though, we would be able to see it from here.
From them doing that. Yeah, exactly.
And if you remember, there was a while back, one of the stars they were studying for exoplanets, there was something weird orbiting around it. Remember they were talking like, we're not saying it's life or anything, but...
This is unexpected. Yeah.
It's not, it's possibly not anything natural. Some people have the idea that that could potentially be like something like a Dyson sphere or swarm or something.
Okay.
To harness the power.
Fair enough. I don't know. I just maybe I'm the crazy person, but I just feel like not only do I believe that there's life on other planets, I think it's crazy for people that don't, unless you're a religious person, because then you're just crazy anyways. Like, I just feel like, mathematically speaking, like, the odds are way more in the favor of life being somewhere than not being there, you know? Like, you can't tell me that Earth is the only planet that's perfectly far away enough from the sun that has been able to develop, whether it's plant life, fungus, mold.
Right.
Fucking something else has to be out there. Oh,
yeah, for sure. There's absolutely no way, just on the sheer numbers.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. Like when you play the odds, it's highly unlikely that we're the only thing out there, especially with how diverse the life on our planet is.
It becomes near impossible. That's why there's so many people searching for life now,
right?
Because the idea, like, you know, 20 years ago, people were thinking that we were only the only
source. Some people of life, still do, you know? And some people are crazy.
Yeah, but now most of the scientific community has changed over to searching for life and stuff like that.
Mike says the question you should be asking is, if there is life somewhere else that means there is no God, what would happen to civilization here on Earth?
We would be enlightened and become smarter after that.
I would hope that a vast majority of the population would change their beliefs, but I still feel like most of them would be like, well, God created life somewhere else just in cases.
Right. But, well, there's always going to be people that conform their beliefs to whatever's factual at the time.
I mean,
you know,
that's very true. I mean, there are people out there that think that the sun is a ball, the moon is a ball, but Earth is a fucking frisbee flying through the stars.
What makes it rough is when you look at it, when you look at Earth and you see that there is life in every possible place in this planet.
Like, the very bottom of the Mariana Trench to the deepest jungle to the top of the tallest mountain.
Right. Even places that we thought couldn't ever harbor life, and then we now know there is organisms living there and have evolved.
Look at the tardigrade. That is life that can literally survive the vacuum of space.
So from the perspective of our planet, life forms abundantly anywhere it possibly can, rapidly.
And you're telling me there's not.
But when you turn around and look out in space, we can't find anything anywhere. And that's the problem then.
True. But I mean, there's also the possibility that we're just in we're the one planet in the corner of the universe that we got lucky. Mm.
Well, yeah, and that may be the thing too. Life may be in just be really rare, and we don't, you know.
Exactly.
We're not going to be, maybe there's only going to be a handful of civilizations in each galaxy that, you know,
that have gotten to that level of diversity. Yeah. I mean, that's not diversity, but technology,
right? Or we're just stupid and we're not looking in the right places, and life is just as abundant as it is on Earth.
I really hope that's the case, and that somebody one day just goes, oh, shit, we're just looking on the wrong frequency. Life is just as abundant in space as it is on the planet. Look at all of these aliens.
So hopefully one day when we put a lander on Europa or something, break through its icy crust, we'll find like sea monsters.
That would be fucking rad. Oh my God, that'd be amazing. What do you think that would do to the religious people? You think that they would? I mean, there's got to be a few people that would renounce their faith, but
yeah, it depends on how
would they be abominations of the devil to make them not believe in God?
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
Those are there to just test us.
Was that yourself or was that someone else?
No, that was me. I was trying to say this is the first time you see yourself. They make you punch yourself. You do. You punch yourself in the back of the head, and then they're like, "You have a concussion. You should stop playing." Like,
how's your head?
Also, if I hit escape, it just says calm down and won't let me out anymore.
Press escape to leave chat. Wait.
So we got. I think we're done, but we got very, very off topic.
We did. Well, I mean,
there is still going to be science coming from Juno. It's just going to take a little longer, and they're going to try to extend the
mission life
of budget they have.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Actually, there was a bonus to not being able to lower that orbit, is that they can do more studies of the outer magnetosphere of Jupiter.
Oh, fair enough, because they're out there, so they can spend more time actually looking at that. Because once you get in so close, you can't turn around and look back.
Like, right.
Or at least you're not going to have the view that you want from where you were.
It's not going to be the same as being inside and moving through the different belts. That's how they kind of map out the...
Right. So, good news, bad news. Either way, we're still going to get a ton of information back from Jupiter. We're just not going to...
Even you have to remember. I mean, obviously, this isn't one. It's still considered a successful mission.
Yeah.
But even failed space missions, you learn from.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Even if all the only thing you learn is that those gaskets need to be able to withstand a temperature that goes down to X degree.
Right.
Like, you still fucking learn something. Mm. And just the fact that we were able to put a piece of metal, we were able to shoot it off into the void and aimed it so well that it is now trapped in the orbit of another fucking planet that is being flung through the void around a ball of gas being flung through the void. It's so fucking impressive.
So you ready to talk about this game now, John?
Yes. So basically right now I'm chatting with my buddy here. And so everything I say here just gets turned to super hot. Like, I just have to tap buttons to make the words appear. But I like right before I had to quit the game, it's like, I can't, it's telling me like you weren't supposed to play again. And then I'm like, I can't help myself. You know, I'm not even typing these words, which is true because you're not. It took me like 5 minutes to figure out I had to quit the game and come back. I was looking at everything, trying to figure it out. Now it's accepting me, though.
Now it's let you back in?
Yeah. It says, as you wish. Now it's going to assimilate me into the machine.
So, for those that didn't catch our previous episode on Super Hot John, why don't you give us a little...
I am a Super Hot John, thank you.
You are. Why don't you give us the extended elevator pitch? Give us a little rundown on what's going on.
Yeah, so basically, it's just a shooter, but... When you're not moving, time is, like, barely moving. And when you, the faster you move, the faster time moves, like, in real time. And so the goal is to just basically be a super badass and kill everybody while this computer totally brainwashes you while you play, which is kind of fun.
Oh, okay.
So you're like slowly becoming part of the computer or the program or something, right?
It's basically like you can't stop. Your friend gives it to you as a game to play.
Uh-huh.
And then you can't stop playing it, right? And you keep trying to play, and the system's telling you this isn't a game. Quit playing. And now, see, watch. Now it's just going to make me do whatever it says.
It just likes to make you do shit.
So for those that don't know what the gameplay is like, though, when you're standing still, time freezes for a first-person shooter.
Well, it doesn't stop completely, though.
No, it's... No.
It slows down pretty far.
It slows down a
lot.
So, like, while you're not moving, everything
But you can still look around without speeding time up, right, with the mouse? Like, you can still just, like, look around the room?
Yeah, you can look around, see if people are behind you, but even that turning is moving. So time goes faster.
Also, it still speeds it up a little bit?
Yeah.
And then obviously if you walk forward or jump or anything like that, then time goes to normal speed. And this whole thing is just got to eliminate
everything. Well, no, you can hit spacebar so you can see how I slow jump here.
Well, yeah, but I mean you can't just walk forward and slow walk, though, can you?
You hit that guy with the TV.
You can't just slow walk, no. You just have to tap.
Okay.
And so, like, I threw my bat into this guy. Now I can catch his gun, shoot that guy with a shotgun, and I'll throw the shotgun back into his face.
Then you're gunless, John. Way to go.
Yeah, but I'm a ninja.
It's true.
Yeah. If you can move around with time frozen.
That's true. Or by slowing it down.
Oh, you hit that guy
in the head.
Wow, I missed him with every bullet. In this game, I just unlocked this, so I see how I can swap now. Mm-hmm. And it's got a cooldown. It'll tell you when it's ready to be used again.
What do you mean by swap?
He changed bodies. Changed bodies from the guy he started as.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Okay. Yeah.
That's how you start this level off, because it's showing you how to use it.
See, now it's ready to switch again.
And now if I switch...
So, like, you could...
I wouldn't.
No, but...
I'm going to have to just gangster on these dogs.
Couldn't you have switched to the guy behind
them? I could have switched behind them, but the problem was they were all so close to each other. My fear was that I was going to get in a position...
Where you just died and you couldn't switch back? Or...
Well, I was just... They could turn and punch me or something.
Gotcha.
So this is what I was saying. So, like, here... When I put my
this body. Okay.
And now I switch. But when you switch, see how he threw his pistol?
Uh-huh.
It auto-destroys every weapon they have. You can't pick them up.
Destroy the person.
No, the person I'm in, like, with the body I leave will destroy him, so I won't leave a guy behind me.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. It's just like, if you warped across the room, is that now warping the other person to where you are or not? And it doesn't seem like that's the case.
So now I'm going to switch to this guy so he gets rid of the shotgun, because I let him get too close. And now my body that I was in is
dead. Disintegrated. As far as graphics go, for the people that don't know, all the rooms are different shades of white, with shadowing and everything to make it seem actually like a room. Looks a lot like a hospital. And then all your weapons are in black, and then every enemy is just a red body. So very,
they're like,
very
minimalistic. They shatter like they're made out of glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very minimalistic. Like looks like a lot of fun.
Oh.
No? No.
There's...
If you want to feel like you're in the Matrix, this is the game.
Dude, it feels so cool. So... And then you get a replay at the end. You can also go and once you're done, once you beat the game, you get basically a unlimited mode. I'm trying to think of the right word for
Horde
this.
Horde mode?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, like an endless waves or something.
Exactly.
Zombies if you play Call of Duty.
And then you'll never run out of time. The bad guys never stop coming. Like, this guy's coming with a shovel straight up.
Now, out of curiosity, can you just play this like a normal shooter and move around willy-nilly and still be able to beat it?
No.
Without stopping? No?
You'll can you try just for me? Die.
Yeah, sure. Oh, shit. It's hard because
everybody... No, yeah, I know that there will be a little hesitation, obviously. I don't know. You seem to be doing pretty goddamn good, John.
Well, I am using a shotgun. Ooh.
Again, still being a badass.
Yeah, but slowing down time is what makes this game so fun.
No, yeah, I understand that. I'm just wondering if you could possibly.
But the faster you move, the cooler the replay looks.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure this replay looks super cool.
So, like, when we get up to that guy on the ledge up here.
And you start going fast.
Well,
I guess not really. I guess you're a fucking liar. Yeah.
That was a little quicker.
Yeah, but this game is just super fun. It's only a couple of hours to beat it. Hour and a half, 2 hours. It all depends, I guess, the first time. It depends on how quickly you pick the game up. Like that.
Just missed you.
You can throw items. Like, so that briefcase just caught a bullet for me.
How nice of it.
And now punch this guy and take his gun as I back around the corner and see. And then you can do this.
I am disappointed this game's not available on the PlayStation VR.
This would be fucking amazing in VR.
It's available on the...
Yeah, you can. If we had a Vive or an Oculus, we could play it on...
Oh, just not the PlayStation.
It's just not out for the PlayStation, yeah. I would have probably bought it before the show if it was.
Had it been the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, VR, this would have been really cool, because you could look around as time was stopped, and then just be like, this is the way I want to go, this is the way I want to do this.
Oh, I couldn't get out of the way. Shotguns are the most terrifying, hands down, because of the spread, like, so I'll get this guy to shoot at me, like that.
Right.
But I can throw this. Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Scooch through the bullets.
Scooch through the bullets.
So what's this game going to run you, John?
This game, I think, is still like $30.
Ooh, that's a little pricey in my opinion.
No.
It's not too bad.
The amount of time you can play this game for, though.
Replayability?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in the endless modes, and there's other challenges that you can do, too.
I don't know. 15 to 20, I think, would have been fine. 30 is a little steep.
This game goes on sale pretty frequently.
That's true. I have seen it on sale quite a bit.
Yeah, if you're concerned about the price, probably just wait until the next big
summer
sale.
Yeah, exactly. Winter sale, spring sale, fall sale. Yeah. Once every couple months.
Oh, I know what to do.
So, John, have you beat this game?
Yes, I have.
And, I mean, this is the second time we've played it. It's been out for a while. Go ahead and spoil the ending for us.
So, basically, right before the ending, you go in. You're telling them that, like... you're talking to the people that run this. This is supposed to be like some game this guy found on a corporate server, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just super addicting and fun. And you can't stop playing it. But the thing is like then they make you quit. And then they make you punch yourself in the back of the head. And I think I mean, it's their attempt of trying to show you that it's more real than you think.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah.
And then they say, like, you have head trauma. You should,
get that looked at?
Yeah, and they're like, you should get that looked at. This never happened. You were never here. And then you keep coming back, so finally it's like, okay. Like, we'll take you. And then as you're playing, it makes you, kill yourself. So, like, you guys saw me punch myself in the back of the head.
Yes, I did.
I was my character's wearing like a VR headset. Oh no, he's catching his own shotgun.
He's fucked up, John. Should have caught that shit first. Uh-oh, will he shoot himself? Oh, he totally will shoot his buddy. That's amazing.
Yeah. It feels really good when they do that. Oh, I just got killed from behind. Dude, it happens all the time in this game.
Tough
and
day.
You're just like, where?
Got taken out from behind, if you know what I mean.
I just blocked a bullet with a fucking briefcase.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice shot, buddy.
Oh,
got shot in the leg.
This game is just, it's super addicting. It's, you get, the better you get at it, which I'm still not very good. Garrett's really good. Like, that guy just killed his homie, like, straight up murked him with a fucking shotgun. Oh shit!
Pick up the gun on the floor. The other one's got more ammo. Yeah, it would have just... Holy shit.
So, you can throw your gun. You can throw any item that shows up black.
Okay.
And now the nice thing about the shotgun is, like, there, so... See how fast he caught that, though?
Uh-huh.
I should probably... Yeah, see? I was like, make sure there's not people behind me that I'm not
paying
attention to.
You're out of ammo. I think you shot that twice. Oh, nope. Just the once. Block that bullet. Wow, that's impressive. God, you're a goddamn ninja, John.
He's a great shot.
Yeah, now I gotta get to...
Sneak. Grab the vase. Oh, there's a shotgun right there. Grab the shotgun.
Yeah, fuck that. You said vase first.
Okay. Yeah, mother... Oh, he shot it.
No, it hit him. And then right through the...
Man,
look at that.
That's some John Wick shit.
He didn't shoot him twice in the stomach first.
That's sure.
This gun reloads way too slow to be attempting
he
that.
He did shoot him perfectly in the neck to cut his head off, though. And that is impressive.
That's true.
So we beat that room. And then after you kill yourself, and then it tells you, like, it makes you say, like, basically taking life is okay. It's not important. And then, then you go and kill yourself. So you come up behind yourself, sitting at your computer desk with the VR on, and you have a gun, and you fucking just dome your, you just brain yourself.
That's sucks.
A brain, an ASCII, or in parentheses, it's a brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's elite speak.
See, you are our tool now. We will use you to destroy the enemy from within. But,
Lol, John's a tool.
I am. I am a tool. And then it says, do you need more details? Last time I said no. Because do you need more details than that?
No, I get it. You're a tool. Moving on.
Like, and then it says, get to work.
You tool. It looks like a digital vagina, by the way.
It kind of is.
There's that little gap right there.
Oh, this is. I told Adam about this earlier.
You're at a train station.
Ring, ring.
I nailed him again. The guy way off in the distance, I hit him with the phone and he dropped his machine gun.
Ring, ring.
He shot the gun.
Throw the trash at him. Oh, okay.
Punch him right in the nuts.
I will throw the trash, though.
Take that.
Oh, no, I broke the gun with the trash.
That trash, that pesky, tough trash.
Oh, machine gun guy.
Punch him. Punch him in the dick.
I'm going to say, the gun's right there. Hold on. We're going to.
You're going to miss. That dude is just like, I don't give a fuck, you got a gun, dude, I'm gonna punch you.
Oh, God, and then I got murked. this phone throw, though, I nailed it on, like, the second try with Garrett. And he was just like, get out of here. Because you can make that guy drop his gun.
Nice.
From a distance.
Then he just picks it back up.
The first time he didn't, actually, when I did it.
Beat him with a briefcase.
Uh-oh, I overthrew.
Pick up the handgun, John.
I think he's the... Ooh.
Wow.
He had to kill the bigger threat there, the guy with the gun.
Nice.
Maybe. Nice. I might have missed time. Oh, headshot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Brained that was awesome. This game does look like a lot of fun.
Dude, it's stupid fun.
Well, you got the second
and
guy.
I was planning on playing Endless Mode the whole time we were here, and then...
You didn't.
Well, even though I beat the game on Adam's thing, there's it doesn't let me... Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. It's cloud saved you.
No. Ooh.
Got gut shot.
Who makes this game?
John, that's a very good question. Who does make this game?
I don't know, John. Tell us.
Mr. Bringer of the game?
I know.
It's just he's too involved in the game now.
I mean, I guess. Quick Google search on his phone.
Next,
but
he's going to shoot himself in the head.
That's true. I mean, I guess when you're about to shoot yourself in the head, you don't really give a fuck who made a game.
Right? That's how I feel about that. Uh-oh. I think I missed that.
I think you shot him in the dick. Oh, you missed.
No,
shoot him in the wing. Right in the Johnson.
That's a Johnson shot for sure.
Yeah.
Ooh. It just says double a super hot team. It doesn't say...
This is probably like then the only game they've developed.
Probably.
Probably a small indie.
Yeah,
indie
I'm sure their
team.
Studio will eventually be called Super Hot Gaming or something along those lines.
Uh-oh.
No
ammo.
Jump on the tracks. Give up on life, John.
Ooh. Yeah, those bullets passing by would be crazy in VR.
It's from the super hot team.
And that's it. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Machine gun.
I want it so bad, but it's too scary.
Garbage bag instead.
All right. Nope. Fuck it.
Nope.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're going to die.
Uh-oh. Crouch, motherfucker.
There is no crouch.
Oh.
There is no crouch.
Oh. Well, do we have anything else? You got a gadget?
No, we actually don't have a gadget this week because,
God damn it, Peter.
Yeah,
I forgive you, but...
I think we're fine. We talked a good amount about space and stuff.
We
I know,
did.
I know Mike always loves our space talks, so...
It's almost a full episode. We're basically there, you know?
Yeah, Part 4 of Resident Evil just came out, and you can see John and I lose our shit for a second.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good scare.
Oh, that worked!
Yeah, it did work. We got scared.
There's a really good scare at the end of that video.
Yep. And then tonight, just before the show, I played. Finally.
How scared did you get?
There's a couple more
you'll
pretty
see.
Good scares in that
is
one,
there?
Too. So
dude, there is
that one, unfortunately.
Yeah, you see. And then this Saturday, join us for our marathon stream of
Ooh,
Legend
yeah.
of Zelda.
Yeah, that's in just less than a week, folks. It's coming up so quick-like.
Oh. Oh, I missed the first guy. Brain the
no,
guy right
John,
behind him.
You hit the guy in the back who you were aiming for, clearly. That's
yeah.
What happened there.
Yeah, he was the bigger threat.
Oh, stay in line with the train.
You guys got anything else?
Oh, that's bullshit. That is garbage.
Tell all your friends about the stream on Saturday?
Yeah.
Make your friends tell some friends?
Yeah.
But not you, because you already know.
Bring
some other friends?
Bring a bunch of people and watch us try to expertly play through Zelda.
Try being the key word on that. Try. I think we're going to try to be beginners on that game.
But yeah, that's all I have, unless you got anything else to add.
I do not. I think that'll do it for this
all
week.
All right. Well, then, yeah, make sure you subscribe so you catch all that good shit. And I will see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Later,
bye.
Guys.